Welcome to the Local Cinema Studios podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Grupp. We at Local Cinema Studios bridge the gap between academia and filmmaking. For the past 3 years, we've done a big project called the Get On Set Initiative, where we produce a feature film. This initiative provides on-set opportunities for students and recent graduates under the mentorship of industry professionals. We engage the community and build a collaborative, ensemble-minded culture as we tell authentic stories of the South. Today's guest is John Bottrell, a musician, sound engineer, and music producer, and also the sound mixer and mentor on Local Cinema Studios sets. A veteran in teaching and sound mixing, in this episode, we talked about how sound is half the medium and the significance of mentorship in a new career. Hope you enjoy. Today we have John Bottrell, a sound engineer who's worked on several feature films, including the past four for Local Cinema Studios. Excited to have you with us today, John.
Hey, excited to be here.
Can you share more about your background?
Yeah, so I first was a musician, grew up playing guitar, and then I moved into music production and sound engineering. And then the first gig I got after I moved to LA was a sound mixer or an A2 on a reality TV show on the Speed Channel. And that's where I learned a lot of the skills that I use on these LCS productions.
What is the Speed Channel?
It's like a car channel. It's all about
that's awesome.
Car racing and building and yeah.
How did you prepare for your first time on set?
Well, I was very naive. I really didn't prepare at all. I had no idea what to expect. And I was just thrown into the deep end, honestly. It was a very complex production sound-wise. There was a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of talent that was all mic'd up and being recorded at the same time. It was a lot to keep track of. And thankfully, I had a really good mentor and teacher. Shout out to Todd. He was very patient with me, very kind. And he taught me a whole new skill set that honestly paid my rent for quite a while in LA. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's cool, too, to come full circle. You've been such a mentor on Local Cinema projects. So to hear that it started, you had a strong mentor, you became one. It's exciting to think about what your mentees will be in the future.
Yeah, it was a huge gift to me. It, you know, changed my life. And for sure, it's the reason why I have anything to offer Local Cinema.
Yeah. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to the mentorship piece. But you started on set having no skills, no awareness. Now you do have a lot of skills in leadership. What are some of the moving pieces of sound engineers on set? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, sound engineers. Usually we call them sound mixers. But there is a lot of people don't. No, but I like to say it's half the medium, right? It's a video and sound. My responsibility is to record the dialogue and sometimes the environment on set. So that means like all the words that the actors speak, we try to capture them as cleanly and clearly as possible. I try to capture the essence of the set, the room sound, and just the vibe. And then on top of that, I also am responsible for sync, which is a process for locking the video and sound together in post. Yeah.
So it's a very technical field.
It is.
Or a technical role.
Yeah. I definitely think of it. There's room for creativity, but it's in the technical. Yeah, it's tricky because I think it's more than just a universal prescription for like good quality sound. There is like on set, things are always changing, evolving, and you need to be able to solve problems quickly. And usually in that, it usually requires a lot of creativity. But at the end of the day, you need the dialogue clean and clear.
Absolutely. All of us appreciate that. And that's one reason we keep bringing you back, is we know we'll get that. One thing I'm interested in is it is very technical. And as you mentioned, there's some creativity and also there's a lot of collaboration. You're working with talent, you're miking up talent, you're talking to the director, you're doing so many pieces of sound, from dialogue to ambiance to this project. We had a lot of music in the film Goody. Mm-hmm. So how do you approach collaborating with directors and other creatives?
How? I don't know how. It is very important, though. It's crucial. I think all the departments need to work together and support each other and be aware of each other and in service to each other. How, though? How does sound collaborate with the other departments? I check in with the grip and electric team often, just trying to keep the set quiet as I can, and come up with creative solutions if we need generators for lights or whatever. We talk about how to keep those as quiet as possible. On this film, we have a really great gaffer that's really easy to work with and a pleasure to collaborate with. I check in with wardrobe, make sure we can hide the mics. I check in, the director. It's like I'm in a constant conversation with the director and assistant director on just what I need in terms of, my responsibilities. But also I have to be aware of how the production's moving as a whole, because I don't want to, sometimes I need to sacrifice some of what would be best for me in order to just keep the production on schedule. If we stopped every single time there's a train or a plane or a, whatever it is, we wouldn't get anything done. We're not on a sound stage. We're out in the wild making films. And I have to use my judgment of this is something that I need to stop and fix, or this is something we can let slide, it's minimally acceptable, and we'll fix it later. Does that make sense?
Yeah. How do you fix it later if you don't get it?
Yeah, recording the dialogue is really just the first step in all of the sound in a film. My job is really just capturing the dialogue on set, but it gets mixed by somebody else later. There's Foley, which are, sound effects that are created manually in post in a studio later. There's sound effects that are added digitally later. There's a score. There's and then all those elements are then combined by yet another mixer. And so I'm honestly a pretty small part in a much larger machine.
Very important part, half the medium. You tell me that enough. One thing that's really interesting about your role, especially on these LCS projects, is you do work with a student really closely because you have a boom up. So you two are always right next to each other. And I know that you've been a great mentor for both that sound team, the boom op, and for all LCS students as you've joined the team as that mentorship role. So can you talk a little bit about what it's like working with students, mentoring your own team, and also the greater ecosystem on set?
Yeah, honestly, that's one of the things that keeps me coming back to these LCS productions. I love, I personally love being a part of these creative endeavors, but I love empowering and sharing the opportunity with students that otherwise wouldn't have these opportunities to learn these skills or be a part of a creative production that's of this scale. There's something really special about 40 to 60 people all working together at the same time for a month, month and a half on one goal. And it's one of my favorite things to do, whether it's a film or an album or a, you know, I do some woodworking as well. Like any creative project, like it's just one of my favorite things in the world. And it's a pleasure and a joy to bring people into that. Yeah.
The sound team pretty consistently is one of the, I don't want to say favorite teams, but it's a team where you attract other people. And people
it's one of my favorites. You. There's a couple, I feel like I can sell it really well. Like if you haven't done anything on set professionally and you're looking for like an entry level position, that you can really learn a lot about filmmaking. The boom op is like a really special position. You're right there in the middle of set every day, all day long, listening to the director talk to actors, listening to the director give direction to the DP, listening to the DP give direction to the gaffer, listening to the gaffer give direction to the grips and electric. See what's happening with hair and makeup and costume. It's a front row to all the departments, and it's a very unique experience in that. Like if you came on as almost any other entry level position, like you wouldn't get a taste of all the departments in that way. So I think it's, I mean, I feel like I can really sell it. It also, I mean, it is hard. It's a challenge. It's, you know, it's very physical, holding your arms above your head, holding a microphone above your head. It's hot, it's sweaty. It's, you know, it's definitely challenging, but it also is very important. It's a huge part of the film. And I think not only is there potential to learn a lot, it's, you're a crucial part of the creative process as well.
Absolutely.
And it's also probably, it is one of the most fun. And the microphone is definitely a lot lighter than, you know, big Mambo or carrying around C-stands all day. Like it's, you know, it's easier than flying a 12 by or 20 by. And it's your call time isn't as early as some of the set PAs or something. Like it's not bad.
That was going to be... Aside from that, I was curious how you keep the culture up on your team.
I like being on set because I get to learn a lot as well. Like, I joke that I'm pretending to be a grip sometimes, and I love all the jargon and the specific names for specific pieces of equipment and how to use them, when and where and why, and... I love learning about camera lenses and just like how to light a scene. Like there's so much that just goes over my head every day. But the more I'm on set, the more little things I catch, and it's a really fun learning experience. And I think my team sees that in me and sees that I'm interested in learning, and hopefully that encourages them to learn, because you're not going to walk away a professional sound mixer after one production. Like it takes time, and there's a road to learning the skill and the craft. So I think when students see me continuing to learn and grow, I hope that's encouraging. In addition to that, you know, I try, and I think a lot of people do on set, but I really try not to gossip too much or talk down about anyone or any other department behind their back. And I think there's just like some kindness and being a cool, chill person to be around that it really goes a long way in these types of positions, these creative endeavors. Like, I think it's really important. It's good to know the technical skill, but if we're going to be shooting a film for 5 weeks, right, and just real cramped challenging situations, like, you need to be a good hang too. And there's a skill and an art to that. And I've messed up so many times and learned. I have not been chill. I have not been cool. I have not been kind. But I'm trying, and I think I'm doing better and better each production. But, you know, there's always challenges, and there's always, you know, it's hard. It's very easy to speak poorly of someone. And you get that little rush of like, oh, I got someone on my side. They agree that this person's messing up, and they see, you know, that I was right and they were wrong or whatever. You know, there's a quick hit of validation or something in that, but it doesn't serve the production, and it doesn't make for a better film, and it doesn't make for better relationships. It doesn't make for, like, getting called back to do the job, a future project. I try to set a good example in that. And I also try to be encouraging, try not to overload the students, like, correct everything all at once. Like, we have, in our case, we have 5 weeks basically to work on stuff and learn a new skill, a new position on set. So it doesn't all have to be done the first day.
Yeah, and I think that's what's cool about your position is you are on set all the time. You're very much in the middle of things, and you do set that example and lead by example and lead by servant leadership as you help the grip team, other teams when they need it. Mm-hmm. And that goes a long ways. It creates a better set, and that's something we should all carry with us, is not talking poorly of others and assuming the best intent, because mm-hmm. I think film sets can be so intense in the moment, but we are all working towards the same thing, and mm-hmm. we all want what's best for it. And so having those conversations earlier and kinder, and questioning if you have something that needs clarification in any way, is such a great call out.
Yeah, I think I remind myself that they're intense because everyone cares.
You're really touching on something that makes filmmaking so special. The fact that you need each of those people, each of those teams to bring it all together, and how much everyone cares about their role, will advocate for what they're doing, and at the same time collaborate and come together mm-hmm. to find the best solution for each scene in each film.
Yeah.
That partnership and that fluid kind of dance that each of the teams mm. are doing is so beautiful and can be so challenging. Can you tell us about a time that you had some challenges or maybe a memorable experience in a project and what that was for you?
Yeah. I mean, they're all challenging and all memorable. I do love a nice air-conditioned interior with a comfortable seat and a, you know, quiet set. That's always great. But I've definitely been, doubled up in the trunk of a, you know, old Ford Bronco on a 95-degree day in Myrtle Beach trying to record, some dialogue as we drive down the road. And actually, honestly, that one was, you know, pretty fun. It was hot and cramped, but it was a fun challenge to try and capture the dialogue in that situation. Yeah. On this production, what has been challenging? This production, we had a lot of live music, or music we wanted to appear to be live. So there's a whole process for that. You know, it takes a good amount of preparation and planning in order to make it look natural and like it just happened. It's not a musical or anything, but it's like it was a combination of live musicians and pre-recorded tracks. And it's tricky when there's, you know, maybe like a band playing in the corner, but we're trying to record dialogue on the dance floor. I'll spare all the technical practices or whatever, but like it's a challenge, and it's like a big puzzle that you have to figure out, and you have to work with the actors and the director in order to get that dialogue, but also, you know, make the band look like they're not lip syncing. If we did a poor job at either one of those goals, you know, it'd pull you right out of the world that we're trying to create.
Yeah, absolutely. It has to be in such lockstep. One thing you said kind of made me laugh about you enjoying a nice air-conditioned room.
Yeah, that never happens.
Sound is the team that makes sure that never happens. Yeah. Sound is the team that says, we need to turn off the AC.
Yeah, I've gotten to be on a couple sound stages and like a couple, you know, purpose-built recording, like just for commercials or for that first show that I worked on was like on essentially on a purpose-built sound stage that was temperature controlled and relatively quiet, which is, you know, that's nice, but yeah, it's kind of boring too.
There's fun in the chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
What advice do you have for emerging filmmakers, emerging musicians who are interested in getting involved in sound mixing on set?
What advice do I have? Yeah, I think there's advice is very situational. It's very specific to individual situations. So it's hard to give blanket advice. But I would say just figure out how to bring value to the whole of the creative project. In addition to all the other things, you know, being a proactive learner, showing up on time, clean, clear communication, whether it's email or phone or Zoom interview or whatever. I think those things probably go without saying, but it's really attractive when you can offer just an added value, and it may be related to the department that you're applying for, and it may not be. You know, if I'm looking at two applicants that are both, you know, the same skill level and both have a great attitude, but one of them is like, oh, I also, you know, I really like, I dabble in photography and I could do some on-set photography just in, you know, my spare time. That looks really attractive to the leadership and the producers that are hiring. Same thing. I mean, I'm literally doing it right now. You know, I'm helping produce this podcast on top of leading a department for this production.
That's great advice for anyone wanting to come on and be a filmmaker on any set. I'm also curious, now you've been on several local cinema studio sets, you've helped define the culture, set the culture. What advice would you have for, maybe this is a two-part question, hear me out, for students coming to set, and what advice do you have for mentors that we bring on and leaders, you know, department heads such as yourself that we bring on to be mentors and leaders?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think, man, those are great questions. I immediately think of something that maybe might be useful for both students and mentors. And that's like, you know, take care of yourself, get rest, eat well, take care of your body, drink lots of water, exercise. You know, this is a marathon. It's a month and a half of like long, hard days. I think, you know, being proactive in the pursuit of learning your craft at whatever stage you are is also crucial. Like, I have a lot to learn. I had a lot to learn when I was in a position where I was an A2, you know, my first job, right? Like, it's easy to get to a point, you know, 2 weeks in, of you're like, oh, okay, I think I got this, you know? Like, and to some extent you do, you have learned a lot, but you don't know what you don't know unless you're looking for it. There's so much more to learn. whether it's miking up an actor or, you know, coordinating wireless, or there's new techniques and new ways to do either of those things that are extremely basic that have to be done every time I step foot on set. There's new technology that comes out, just being proactive. And it doesn't even have to be like a significant financial investment in your education either. There's so many resources on YouTube. And then also like find your community of people that are growing and developing their skill sets. Like, you're going to become more like the people you hang out with. So if you want to learn, if cinematography or being a director or being a sound mixer is your number one goal and what you want to do with your life, like, find other people that are also doing it and grow together. Like, that's the only cheat code that I know of. Like, it's you'll learn faster in a community, and you'll be better, and you'll help your contemporaries be better, your cohort, your people, you know, and you'll be supported as well.
Absolutely.
Local cinema is a great place to do that. I love seeing, you know, like Hadley come back, you know, year after year and take a step up each time. Kat, I love like her journey with LCS. Like, she was a script supervisor. She did like a couple, you know, guest, like she acted just a little bit. And this year she's an assistant director and honestly killing it. Just doing an incredible job. One of the best I've ever worked at with. And it's her first time. You know, if all that to say is be proactive about finding these opportunities that allow you to grow. And
that's great advice, John. Find the opportunities you want, be the leader that you want to have as well. And I think it's so beautiful that you had a great mentor when you first set foot on set and didn't know what you're doing. Now you're that mentor, and I'm really excited to see how your team evolves and grows into their own mentorship role. So thank you for taking the time today to join us and walk through both sound and mentorship. These are both very important topics at local cinema and on any film set. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
See you on set.
Yep.
Thank you for joining this conversation. Follow us on social media at Local Cinema Studios or visit our website, localcinemastudios.com, to see our current projects and find out how to collaborate with our team. If you enjoyed this podcast and can think of someone else who might as well, please share it. This podcast was produced for Local Cinema Studios by Amanda Grupp and John Buttrell.